Sunday night, or Lechof Beis Kislev, or Lechof Gimel Kislev, Halacha Hilchos Chanukah. Okay, we'll do some Hilchos Chanukah, I guess, the next couple of days. There's a din Achsonoi Chayu B'ner Chanukah. It's a statement in the Gemara. Achsonoi means you're staying in someone's house. So, what's the Chiddush there? What is the point and what's the Chiddush? So the Ran learns it means he doesn't have a house. Afsha ein lo bayis. In other words, it's talking about someone who doesn't have a home, where his wife's presumably lighting for him. So, and the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it's not like mezuzah, where you have to own the house, or it has to be your house, or at least a renter, you know, but here you're just staying in someone's house, so still you're chayiv in their Chanukah. So again, even though it's not your house, the Prima Gadam learns that the Chiddush is the point of the statement of Achsonoi chayiv in their Chanukah is like le'idurki. So you don't say he becomes potur. He's potur because he's a ben bayis, just like all the ben bayis are potter, automatically with the lighting of the balabayis, mitzvahs Chanukah ner issue beso. But the Achsonoi is not really a household member. He's staying there, he's sleeping there, he's eating there, but he's paying his way, and he's not soymech al shulchan the balabayis. He's a independent person. Maybe he's paying to stay there. He's like in a hotel or a boarder. But, so that's the Chiddush. So according to the Ran, the Chiddush is that he's Chayiv B'chlal. But that is the point, that he is Chayiv. And according to the Prima Gadim, the Chiddush is that he doesn't become Potur with the lighting of the Balabayas. Now what does he do? Achsonoi, he either lights himself, or he's Mishtat, he has the right to be Mishtatav B'priti with the Balabayas. Mishtata Papriti, you may have heard the term. Usually this is the situation if you go to someone and you're staying there for the night, or you're going somewhere for Shabbos. So you're not becoming a household member, so you are in Achsonoi. So you're Mishtata Papriti. It's enough your house that you could just, this is like a middle ground. You can be Mishtatav B'priti, you can join in the Balabayas by giving him. Mishtatav B'priti is really a Maisa Kinyan. What you want to do ultimately is acquire a share in the Shemen, and many, many Poskim say in Rishonim, say in the Psilos as well. You're acquiring a share in the Shemen and the Psilos. So now, Mishtatav B'priti, is giving him a Pruta. You don't have to buy half the oil or half the psilas or half the psila. You just have to give him a pruta, and it's a maisa kinyan. And you may be aware that kesef is not koinem metaltalin, so you may be wondering how is it a maisa kinyan. But you may also know that midiraisa we paskin kesef is koine, and in order to have him share in the mitzvah, or others say other cheshbonos, we allow the din diraisa to stand, so he's koine a share in the. In the Shemen and the Psilos through a Pruta. If the person wants to be Maknehim in one of the Darkei Hakniya, he can do that as well, and there doesn't have to be money involved. But that's it's harder, maybe it's harder. He can't be Zoicha for you, he has to find someone else, you have to pick up the oil. So again, Amchanami, if the oil's in the bottle, you can just pick up the bottle. But if it's ready in the menorah, it gets to be a little messy. So you can give him a shekel or a bepriti and be kind of that way. But again, if he wants to be back to you in one of the Darkei Kinyan, a regular Darkei Kinyan, he can do that as well. There's no din, it has to be through a pruta. It could be through a matana too, but then you need a Maisa Kinyan. Okay.